From Rice County, our Rice County attorney, John Fossum. Good morning, John.
Good morning, Jeff.
How are you today?
I'm fine. You're just a little brisk out there today, isn't it?
Yeah, we have a wind chill factor. First time this year, I think, we've talked about wind chill factors. But it's down around 24, I think it was earlier this morning. So
wow.
Yeah. Winter, there's no autumn this year. Yes. We're just moving right on in into winter. Let's talk about some things that are going on within the court system within Minnesota and within Rice County. First of all, I want to talk about some of the prison assaults we've been hearing about that have been really making news lately, and it seems like it's gone from an isolated case to maybe the new norm. What are your thoughts on this? Is Rice County experiencing the same type of behavior that some of the other prisons are?
Well, Faribault, of course, has the largest prison in the state.
Mm-hmm.
And so we have 2,000 prisoners in the Faribault prison. And like any other prison, we have some issues with that. And we've had a couple of assaults this year. We haven't had the kind of serious, we haven't had anyone killed. Luckily, we haven't had any of our corrections officers seriously injured recently, but we do get prison assault cases, and we prosecute those and try to deal with them. Obviously, we have a concern in terms of just protecting the corrections officers who work in the prisons, as well as trying to make the prison somewhat safer by dealing with the fact that when there is an assault in prison, there are consequences. And so we have a couple of cases pending right now that involve both assaults on officers, and luckily the officers weren't seriously injured, but we also have assaults on other prisoners where the other prisoners were badly injured. And so those cases are working their way through the system right now. But we do deal with a number of those cases.
Does there seem to be an uptick in it? Is this pretty normal? Prisoner on prisoner of violence. I don't know if that hasn't made the headlines, but I'm sure that's been around forever. But some of the assaults on the officers have been. Has it changed either one of those factors changed over the course of the last 5 years or so that you've been in office, or a few years?
And I can't say that I know that. I would say that that it seems to go in waves where we have more of them, and then we don't have any for a while, and then we have a bunch of them. And again, as I said, luckily we haven't had the serious kind of assaults that we've seen in Stillwater, Oak Park Heights, where the officers were badly injured or killed. Mm-hmm. And so we have at least that going for us. But it's a dangerous job. A prison's a dangerous place. And if we ignore the assaults that go on in prison, we make it more dangerous, because then they think they can get away with it. They think there's no penalty for it. And that's part of the reason we take it seriously when those cases come across my desk.
Once again, Rice County Attorney John Fossum is with us. Getting cases to trial. Sounds easy.
Sounds easy.
Is it?
Well, we have a large volume of cases, and we have a lot of things going on. And I think if you look at our court system, in, say, 1980, Rice County had roughly 40,000 residents, and we had a district court judge and two county court judges and two city court judges. And when the courts unified into a district court system, we were left with three district court judges who handle everything from conciliation court and traffic tickets up to our murder cases. And so we have a lot of things packed into our calendar. And in that 30 years, my office has grown significantly in size. The public defender's office has grown significantly in size, and yet we still have three district court judges. And we bring in judges from other counties from time to time to kind of help move along the workload. But we have had difficulty over the last year or so getting cases into trial, and we have a packed full calendar.
Is that a statewide problem? Are you seeing other districts having the same problem? Rice County more concentrated? Where do you sit at with that?
And I don't know that I know the answer to that. I know that I think it's difficult anywhere to get cases to trial in a timely manner. I think I've talked about this earlier. I think it's difficult to get civil cases to go to trial because they get bumped by our criminal cases. They get bumped by speedy trial demands. They get bumped by our child protection cases when they go to trial. And so, I think we have a lot of things to fit into the system, and we have very limited bandwidth. And there's a lot of cases running through a system with, even if you look at our district as a whole, we have, I think it's 24 judges between 11 counties, and three of them are here in Rice County. We're the second most populous county. Olmsted, which has a population of, I think, around 125,000, compared to our 65,000, now has, I think, six judges to our three. And, they always complain they don't have enough resources. So the court system has its own system of figuring out these caseloads and determining what the appropriate assignment is. And we're going through one of those now, a caseload study in Rice County. But I think the inescapable conclusion that I get to is that we don't have enough bandwidth to do the work because we have, when we have 8-10 cases set for trial and none of them actually go to trial and get continued to other times, that indicates to me that we're not moving things through the system as well as we could or as we should.
Are they funded by the state? This is all state operations?
The state took over the district court administration a decade ago or more.
Now, adding another judge would seem like, okay, that'll alleviate the problem. But with another judge, you would also need support personnel, assistance and such with that. How, if you were to have your way, I guess, to pick a way to how many people would we need? One judge? Would we need two more judges? How many employees would those judges need? What type of investment are you looking at from the state to make this a little better?
Well, the state court administration allocates its resources, and I think in reality that you're probably talking about a judge, a law clerk, a court reporter, and potentially another law clerk or so, or another court clerk or so. But I think that's what we'd be looking at. But of course, our courthouse is built now to three courtrooms, and so our courthouse would be another issue that we'd have to deal with if we were able to add a fourth judge. To have four courtrooms operating would require either significant remodeling of our courthouse or a revaluation of where we have court. So, yeah, it's a complex problem, and you're right. There would be a lot of tail and a lot of money involved in that. Tail meaning the extra expenses. That it isn't just one extra person working.
Yeah, you mentioned four people. I would imagine with the judge and that, I don't know how much of that is, but the first number to pop in my mind is, it's got to be $400,000 or $500,000 with the benefits and everything on an ongoing basis. Just a ballpark figure, I don't know, but that's on a yearly basis. So.
Right. And
so who do we complain to? There doesn't seem to be the political appetite for
that. Doesn't seem to be the political appetite for that. A number of years ago, there was significant pressure being brought by the court system to expand the system. And Maurer County got an extra judge, there were, I think, two judges added in the district. And between these 11 counties, but Rice County is still sitting at three judges. Blue Earth County, which has a very similar population, has five district court judges. So I don't know how that calculation is made, that they have a need for 40% more judges, or however that works out, 67% more judges than we do. But that's a calculation made by state court administration and by the Supreme Court. how they allocate those resources and how they request those resources. Mm-hmm. But I think it's a problem worth looking at by the legislature and by the other branches of government to try to determine how to meet those needs and how to allow us to move these cases through the system and give people, you know, a fair hearing in a timely manner.
All right. Once again, John Fossum, Rice County Attorney, is with us. Let's move on. I want to talk about drug court. We've talked about that. You've come and talked about the success you've had with some of the programs. And it's also a fluid program in that you're still, I want to say, finding your way. That's probably not the correct thing, but still tweaking the system a little bit to see what, you know, to make sure it works as well as it can for the most people it can. There have been some changes.
Well, we've had a lot of changes in the mm-hmm. just over in the about 4 years I've been in office now, and you know, we've expanded the criteria. We've extended the ability for people to come into court, and allowed. When I came in to office, I think we had 2 people in the drug court, and at this point we have about 15. We've had roughly 16 people graduate from the drug court in the last 2 years. So we've had a lot of success. We've had, we've done some things relatively well. But part of the thing about the drug court is an ongoing continuing evaluation of how to do it better. And as part of that, last month, we had a training run by, and run within the district, the 11 counties of southeastern Minnesota. And national trainers came in to help evaluate and discuss how to do a better job of doing drug court. And so we're looking at things to make sure that we're making the offenders accountable, making the participants accountable for their obligations in maintaining sobriety, maintaining work, maintaining respect for the court, and also making sure that we're providing them with the support that they need to go forward and succeed. So as part of that, we'll be reevaluating our criteria again. We've got a meeting coming up on Monday where we'll be reviewing that criteria and making some changes based on what we learned in the training last month.
All right. Good luck with that, and let us know how it comes out.
All right. Thank you.
Anything else, John?
Stay warm.
Yeah. It's cold out. Once again, a wind chill about 25 degrees, so maybe a little heavier coat than what I wore in today. The light jacket is just not doing it today.
I might have grabbed the wrong one as well.
All righty. Thanks, John.
All right. Thank you, Jeff.
John Fossum, once again, the Rice County Attorney, joins us weekdays here. I shouldn't say weekdays. Once a month, right here on 95.1. Joining us weekdays, though, is Tim McNiff. News with a Side of Sports. That's coming up after Terry's local news. Here's the latest from MNN.
House and Senate